The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I have some pretty exciting news this week. The Whakatū Pride Festival program launches tomorrow. The festival is running from the 18th of April to the 2nd of May. And later on in the show, I'll give you a little preview of the kind of events that you can expect. And I will be replaying an interview that I did early last year with DJ Juho Ngasti, who are playing at the closing party. That is going to be a really good night, if I do say so myself, because it is presented by Loud and Queer. I'm going to get started with some tracks. I've got a couple of new tracks. This one is by a duo called Gena, G-E-N-A. And they have an album out called The Pleasure Is Yours. This track is called TGD.
Yeah. brothers and sisters around the world, fighting the oppressor, steadfast against the aggressors, yeah. Those of us who think we're free, truly freed from enmity, a long time ago. Sense of security, taking orders from the beast, brainwashed for this evening's tea, as we watch life from our screens, perpetual catastrophe. Helicopters, you're circling the wrong guys. There's no trouble here, we're just trying to live in peace, our lives. Killing the wrong guys. There's no trouble here. We're just trying to live in peace. Our lives, our lives. Man, woman, and child. From the city to the wild. All colors, creed, your style. Come together, reconciling all. Trying to live in peace, our lives. Helicopters, you're circling the wrong guys. There's no trouble here, we're just trying to live in peace, our lives. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is a track called Helicopters. It is by Green Tea Ping and Ezra Collective and just came out within the past month. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Joe and this is an LGBTQIA+ music radio show and More new music. This is Anna Roxanne. It just came out today. It's called Untitled 2. And Anna has an album coming out not too far away.
Thank you. drifting from afar. Traffic signs and road maps juxtapose my heart, steering the potential, intoxicated.
This is CAR, a track called On the Line from the album Dance at Oscars. Before that, you heard a new one from Anna Roxanne called Untitled 2. And Cubadupa is coming up pretty soon in Pōneke. And Gut Health are coming over from Nam, Melbourne, to entertain everyone. I reckon that is going to be a really good gig. You should go along. This is Beat to Beat by Gut Health. You're listening to Loud and Queer.
Yeah. Fresh FM.
This is Lauren Alder with No Outline. And before that, you heard Beat to Beat by Gut Health, who are playing at Cuba Dupa in Whanganui-Atara. And another exciting thing that's happening is that Slutopia, who are from Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell, coming down to Whakatū and playing at Wā on April the 3rd. And that is supported by Joronita. And I am going to head in and do a DJ set as well. Haven't done that for a while. Should be a good time. And I just had a message from Evelyn, and they let me know that Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell are going to play a set as well. So it's going to be a big night. It's going to be super fun, super queer, and a really good warm-up to the Pride Festival happening later in April. This is Sunflower by Slutopia. You're listening to Loud and Queer. That was Slitopia with Sunflower, and they're playing at WA on April the 3rd, and I will see you there. I think next show we'll be talking to them about that night as well, so stay tuned in a couple of weeks to hear that. I have exciting news for you. I've got a sneak preview of the Whakatū Pride Festival. It is on here from the 18th of April until the 2nd of May, and the website program launches tomorrow, so stay tuned to the social media for Nelson Pride for that, which is going to be renamed Whakatū Pride. And it kicks off with an opening ceremony rally in town, and later in the evening of the first night, there's going to be a sapphic dance party with Ginger's Lesbian Pop-Ups. There'll be a couple of warm-up events in the lead-up to prepare you for Pride. So those will include opportunities to hand-make Pride flags and banners and rainbow up your clothes. And those will be all assisted so you can learn while you craft. Altitude Pole and Fitness are hosting a picnic. There is also going to be an evening dedicated to learning about our queer history, because 2026 is the 40th anniversary of homosexual law reform. So that is part of Tuku 26, and it's called To Those Whose Shoulders We Stand On. Go and register. It's free. In fact, so many of the events at this festival are free. There are some that are ticketed, but most are free. And other things that are free include a roller derby taster at the rink in Tohunga Nui. There are so many events happening at Q Youth, a lot of drop-ins and gaming and hangouts. And there is a book club at the library. Druk are playing at WA. There is a camp happening that's organised by Wild Pride. And there is karaoke for WA members. You should join WA. There is a role-playing game character workshop that is free, and it's about learning how to build characters in game playing as part of self-healing and growth. I reckon that's going to be beautiful. There is a samba for beginners with the Nelson Sambassadors. There is stand-up comedy, Waha Stand Up for Pride, which is a special edition of the regular Waha night. There's going to be an inter-school pride hui for our rangatahi. There's a very gaga cabaret run by Jasmine Tees and Lady Rosé. There's going to be an airport perimeter walk. It's called Queerport Squawk, and you can join in on a walk around the airport outside and spot planes and watch birds. And then, of course, Loud and Queer, we are hosting the closing party on the last night of Pride. And Ngasti, who you may have heard me interview before Portnoy's last year, they're coming down to DJ, and local legend Kyla, who did a guest mix for Loud and Queer late last year as well, and be DJing. And I'll kick things off. I have the interview that I did with Ngasti last year to play for you now to get you in the mode of thinking about heading to the website and booking tickets tomorrow when they go on sale. And it's an edited version of the interview. If you head to loudandqueer.nz, you can hear the whole thing. But for now, let's hear from Ngasti.
Kia ora, we're Ngasti. I'm DJ Cesar, and...
And I am Tyson, also known as Cardio. We're a Gorgini duo DJ.
Yes. Personality gymnast.
Personality gymnast, snatchy tanga, rangatira tanga.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Scammy tanga.
Scammy tanga.
We love scamming.
We love scamming, and we love bringing the BPD to the dance floor.
Yeah, and the normie tanga, because we have normie tanga lives. So on the outside, and normie people like to party as well.
Yeah, so we party too. As normies it can be, with the constraints of being in this world.
Yeah.
How did you come to DJ together?
Well, there were floods in Auckland and I was at Tyson's place and I went to the toilet and then I just had this epiphany on the toilet, like a toilet epiphany where I was like, I'm sick of DJing alone. So for anyone who doesn't know me out there, I had a DJ career in Australia. We're both Māori, but lived in Australia for a long time, like through high school. Which is why I have the twang anyway. And I just realized I'm sick of DJing alone. Like, and Tyson and I would be like lit together. We're best friends. We did a lot of performances together in NAMM in Melbourne and played a couple of festivals and gigs together. Tyson's Orcardio is an amazing rapper. And we just bring the snatchy tonga to the people.
I guess also like uniquely like... Having lived in Australia, we've got a very different perspective on being Māori. And I guess what we kind of, identify as kind of recent returnees to Aotearoa, like what distinguishes us as international people versus like local people. And it sounds a bit condescending, but I guess like we get treated differently because we are from Australia. So we just embrace it. We carve out space very literally.
I guess it is also a progression of our previous work in Australia. We questioned a lot about what it is to be Māori in Ahitereiria. And, you know, so many Māori are over there now. And so a lot of our performances like were based on that question. And we were exploring it by DJing, rap and performance. And, you know, this here, calling ourselves Nasty, is just kind of like a progression of that inquiry. But now that we're home, yeah, I guess we're just kind of trying to combine like our Melbourne clubby club kid vibe with being Māori probably.
We're trying to bring our Melbourne club kid vibe without being assimilated into like local like Auckland culture.
Yeah. yeah, like Melbourne iciness.
Like we don't want to bring like the, we don't want to bring like the, left, the we don't want to bring the, that that big long white cloud down, like bring it down on us. We don't want to be brought down on us.
Yeah, we don't want to feel like we're being dragged into a swamp.
Even though the swamp has lots of potential,
yeah,
it is a gorgeous pond elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's funny like how we got started. We were just trying to scam the internet. And so we just said, hey, we're a famous international DJ duo. And then within maybe like, yeah. And within a month, we scammy-tongued like some photos and a couple mixes. And then we were asked to support Mecca Talk, who lives in Berlin. And
shout out to Community Gardens as well. They're great, great, great org.
Shout love out. Yeah, love we them. Love you.
We love you, yeah. Bridge.
Yeah. No, they're amazing. And I they were picking up what we were putting down and they got it. Yeah. And so this is kind of like, a next step in that.
And what sort of music can we expect when we hear you DJ?
Like ADHD is probably the genre.
None of the club standards, much to my dismay, because they are very out of fashion.
Yeah.
We simply cannot be SoundCloud sluts from like 4 years ago. It's very awkward.
Yeah. We don't want to be SoundCloud sluts, but we also don't want to play what is regularly played in the underground. We're basically trendless trendsetters.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So what can you expect? Anything
you from... You can expect like, chicken noises?
Yeah.
Are chicken noises the nasty version of an air horn?
Well, that would be the sheep bleating. This is our air horn. Yeah. Chicken's more like a sort of staccato rhythm. Yeah.
I guess what we do is we pull on the kind of, I guess my art practice of thinking about agriculture, agriculture and settler colonialism and its relationship to land, and then kind of becoming farm stock or becoming livestock through a mimicking. So there was this one poem that I wrote which was about inhabiting or becoming a piece of mutton as a symbol of being like dragged across the art world. So I guess, yeah, there's some kind of weird tonal like textures within our practice, but they are critical, but they just kind of sound absolutely like bonkers and incoherent and a bit like awkward and strange.
Yeah. And we don't ever talk about our music or our mixes like this, but...
Don't we? Oh, sorry. About the art vibe here. Sorry.
No, no, it's fine. I was just going to say that we work quite intuitively, but Tyson and I have been friends for so long and have this kind of, it's, we know what each other thinks about things, but instead we'd rather live in the moment and just kind of let it happen. So it's interesting to talk about it on radio, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We know how each other thinks. We know like what critiques are out there. We've all done crit theory and like have been in the art world and the music worlds, but now we're just kind of like, where are we at now? What's circulating in like this zeitgeist? And then what is meaningful for us? And then we just spew it all out, but with skill.
Also, me and Cesar also DJed at Christchurch Art Gallery.
Yeah, we did that.
And we also performed with Brian Fawata at Suma Gallery. So we kind of more have a contemporary art.
Yeah.
In my opinion, a contemporary art like bent on the way that we interact with music and culture.
Yeah, it feels more like an art project rather than strictly DJing. That sounds really wanky, but it's true.
It's true. Hate's gonna hate.
Yeah, this is an art project and we'll just stop when it stops being fun.
I was just gonna say, like, an art project and fun are not mutually exclusive things. Like,
yeah.
What's been interesting about people and their, or some of our audience, or some of our audience is that they resonate with how we want to live our lives as club people. So we're kind of a little bit older. We're not interested in like young.
We want money.
We're not interested in young, like social climbing, like DJing. We don't care.
We want to stay at the Park Hyatt.
We want to stay at the Park Hyatt and we want to do like a matinee set. So like at like 6 p.m. to like 6 to 8 or something. Just be really turbo for those like I guess like older people that are just appreciative. So just for, it's not for older people just exclusively, but to really...
This is the position we're in.
And we don't want to go shop to a club at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
This old person appreciates the fact that I'll probably actually get to see you both.
Yeah. The other thing is that I feel like generationally that's what's happening anyway. Like young people are... Generally, like, obviously there's always going to be festival crowds and munters, but generally they're, like, going home earlier, they're not drinking.
We haven't been wasted in a club for a very long time. There was a time that we were doing smoothies, like, health smoothies and just, like, doing health drinks while being toxic and, like, DJ vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we still need to bring that health energy, the health vibe.
Yeah.
In the spirulina swamp.
Spirulina swamp!
We're talking ginkgo. Shot, like, yeah. And that's the way things are trending anyway, so maybe we're actually just in the trend. I don't know, but
we don't want to sit around talking about what you want to do with your life
over no.
paying for the bill and then walking out. You can go.
I don't want to hear about your housemates or your
we don't want to hear about this little shitty little art vibe that you've got going with your life.
We don't want to like talk about how you're an emerging artist, like. We don't want to go to your Ari.
We don't want to hear about the same project you've been telling everyone at Benders for the last 5 years that you can't get off your ass and do. Just do it.
Yeah, we don't.
What is the conversation that you want to be having?
We don't want conversations. We want to see action.
Hey.
We want to bask in the glory that you've created.
Yeah.
We don't want to sit there and help you manifest. You did it yourself, and we are here to attest.
I am really looking forward to experiencing what you've got for us. Thank you both so much.
Oh, it's been nice talking about what we do. Thanks for having us on, Joe.
This is our first time as well, so thank you for having us together like this.
That was DJ duo and art project Ngasti, who are DJing at the Loud and Queer closing party for Whakatū Pride Festival on the 2nd of May. And they'll be following up local legend Kyla, who you heard do a guest mix for us last year as well. I am so looking forward to the Pride Festival. There are more things that I could even mention coming up on the program as well. So I will share everything you need to know to find out more on Loud and Queer Instagram. So follow me there or head to loudandqueer.nz for some links. I am going to play the track that Ngasti picked during their interview last year as their queer anthem. But first of all, please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love song requests, or if you're in a band or make music, send me links. I am loudandqueerjoe@gmail.com, and I will also be back in a couple of weeks with a new show where I will be talking to Slutopia, and we'll probably be previewing a bit more of the Pride Festival. Thanks for listening. This is Junior Vasquez with If Madonna Calls.
I'm not here. We'll be right back.
señorita cosa. Hola, 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 señorita cosa.
Listen, watch me some boys from El Barrio and I'll be set.
She calls disconnector.
Madonna calls. If Madonna calls. If Madonna calls, I'm not here.
Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.